But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the newest additions to the ICC's Most Wanted list. And why Biden is Netanyahu's ride or die. Move on to the latest in classified document stealing news and follow all of that up with the RNC's legal strategy to invalidate your vote. Let's begin, shall we? For months, there have been protests in the streets demanding a total ceasefire, the resignation of Netanyahu, and the return of all the hostages that haven't been killed by the IDF so far. And I'm not talking about what's going on college campuses in the United States. I'm talking about Israel. The Israeli people have been marching in the streets, showing up at the Prime Disappointment's home to be extremely loud all day and all night. They want a new election to be held so that they can give their dear leader the pink slip. Because it turns out that the Jewish people don't want to exterminate an entire group of people just so they can have a new port of commerce. Go figure. So I would imagine this made the protesting Israelis quite happy.
We are following this breaking news. The International Criminal Court moments ago announced it is seeking arrest warrants for the leaders of Hamas for the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel, and also seeking arrest warrants for the political and military leadership of the State of Israel.
There are some eight crimes, charges alleged on both sides.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court officially accusing both the prime minister of Israel and the defense minister of war crimes and crimes against humanity.
But the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, in his assessment that Hamas's devastating October 7th attack and Israel's brutal response to it, allegedly breached international rules of war.
No foot soldier, no commander, no civilian leader, no one can act with impunity.
Netanyahu, named alongside Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, responded with fury to the allegations he's committed war crimes and crimes against humanity.
What a travesty of justice. What a disgrace.
Three of Hamas's senior leaders, Yahya Sinwar, Mohammed Deif, and Ismail Haniyeh, may also face ICC arrest warrants for crimes including extermination, murder, hostage taking, rape and sexual violence, and torture.
Oh, it sounds to me like somebody's in trouble. Because for the first time in a long time, the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the three leaders of Hamas, along with Adolf Yahu and his chief general in genocide. Of course, the word genocide isn't used in the arrest warrants, but I'm going to use it because that's how I choose to describe bombing a hospital while it's fully staffed with lots of patients, because there's allegedly a Hamas base of operations located directly underneath the building, which, by the way, was never found because it probably wasn't there in the first place. But hey, at least Israel has gotten rid of over 34,000 Palestinians, because we all know the official narrative, right? That load of bullshit that Hamas and the Palestinian people are the same thing, so the Israeli government destroying anywhere and everywhere Palestinians happen to be is the same thing as defending themselves against Hamas? Well, now that Israel's prime disaster is an internationally wanted man, the Biden administration has decided to change the narrative yet again. And it goes a little something like this.
And my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad. Let me be clear. I'll always ensure that Israel has everything it needs to defend itself against Hamas and all of their enemies. We reject the ICC's application for arrest warrants against Israeli leaders. Whatever these warrants may imply, there is no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that. We will always stand with Israel and the threats against its security.
Oh, did you hear it? Between the We Heart Israel crap Biden was saying with his whole 81-year-old chest, he was rejecting the ICC's warrants for Genocide Ben and his chief general of his high command, because the ICC also issued arrest warrants for the three leaders of Hamas, on completely separate charges, by the way. And according to Biden, that's conflating Israel's duly elected leader with the heads of a terrorist organization, which makes all the charges, which includes using starvation as a weapon of war by bombing aid trucks and workers themselves, cutting off water and electricity to millions of Palestinians just to get back at a couple thousand or so members of Hamas, totally bogus. And the nutbag of Israel, not guilty, of course, of war crimes and crimes against humanity, because you can't compare the two, right? One is duly elected and three are heads of an organization that is terroristic in nature. Of course, a duly elected person couldn't possibly be a terrorist, right? And if you thought that reasoning was shockingly stupid, wait till you hear what the State Department had to say about all this bullshit. Roll tape.
The United States fundamentally rejects the announcement today from the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court that he is applying for arrest warrants for senior Israeli officials together with warrants for Hamas terrorists. There should be no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. Furthermore, the United States has been clear since well before the current conflict that the ICC has no jurisdiction over this matter. These limits are rooted in principles of complementarity, which do not appear to have been applied here, amid the prosecutor's rush to seek these arrest warrants, rather than allowing the Israeli legal system a full and timely opportunity to proceed.
Oh, well, since you put it that way, this new narrative literally makes no fucking sense at all. So let me get this straight. The ICC cannot issue an arrest warrant for the Israeli Nutter because they also issued arrest warrants for Hamas leaders. But now the U.S. is doubling down by declaring the international community has no jurisdiction. And I get why a former DOJ lawyer who now works for the State Department would drop a word like jurisdiction into all of this, because not legally inclined Americans probably don't know what the fuck he's talking about to begin with. So they're willing to say, oh, yeah, jurisdiction, whatever. But thankfully, there was a journalist present at the State Department when this ludicrous jurisdiction comment was made, and he pushed back on the narrative. And here's the clip.
Sorry, I was kind of momentarily stunned by your original answers. Are you okay then with the application for arrest warrants against Hamas?
We do not believe that they have jurisdiction over either of the parties.
You don't think that Hamas should be prosecuted?
We absolutely believe that Hamas should be held accountable. That could be either through the prosecution of the war effort by Israel by being killed. It could be by being brought to justice in an Israeli court.
Who does have jurisdiction here?
The government of Israel has jurisdiction.
Over occupied territory?
We have jurisdiction.
Over Gaza, which is not entirely occupied.
They have jurisdiction into looking at the actions by their military
personnel. Okay, so the Palestinians, if they have a complaint, they have to bring it to Israeli courts.
We have jurisdiction. And we
you have
with the use of our equipment.
I'm sorry. How do you have
with the use of our military equipment,
Matt,
that we have provided.
How do you have jurisdiction?
If you look at the Leahy law, if you look at...
That's not jurisdiction in a criminal process. That's
not in a criminal process, but it has to do with the determinations that we make and the policies that flow
from it.
Yeah,
but that's not jurisdiction.
But Matt, long term, you were right that we want
to
see...
You used to work for DOG, Matt. U.S. does not have jurisdiction.
There are different... I wasn't referring to criminal jurisdiction, Matt.
And Matt, wherever you are, you deserve a medal for pointing out all the bullshit coming out of the Biden State Department. Because first off, Israel has been illegally occupying Palestinian land since the Nakba in the 1960s, which is how we got the Gaza Strip and small areas to the north and south where Palestinians have been huddled together for 60 plus years. And I hate to break it to the State Department, but illegally occupying land does not give you jurisdiction over it, especially when you're suggesting the Palestinians have to go to the Israeli courts to complain about what genociding the Israeli government is doing to them. In what alternate universe would any of that make any fucking sense? I'll give you a hint. It's none. But then there's the claim that the United States has jurisdiction because it's American weapons that are being used to extinct all the Palestinian people. And I'm sorry, that's not jurisdiction either. But it is accessory to war crimes. And that's not my opinion. Apparently, the turnaround is high for the Biden staffers and lawyers who have advised the president that arming Israel since October 7th is a bad idea.
Wherever Joe Biden goes these days, whether it be the Capitol for his State of the Union address or a late-night appearance at 30 Rock, it seems that pro-Palestine protesters and genocide Joe posters are bound to follow as the president continues to arm Israel in its brutal assault on Gaza. But these protests aren't just taking place outside of his motorcade. No, the call is also coming from inside the house. You might recall in November when over 400 Biden administration staffers signed an open letter calling on the president to demand a ceasefire. 100 State Department and international development officials signed a memo in a White House dissent channel criticizing the administration for, quote, disregarding the lives of Palestinians and spreading misinformation about the war. Over 20 Biden administration lawyers signed on to a letter arguing that Israel has indeed violated international and domestic American law and that continuing to send weapons to Israel would be illegal.
And as Mehdi Hassan surely knows personally, that kind of talk will get you fired or compel you to quit your job working for an administration that consistently votes against holding Israel accountable at the United Nations, including the latest vote against recognizing Palestine as their own thing, a sentiment that is not shared by 143 countries who recently voted to recognize Palestinian statehood. And here is Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris to explain why Ireland, Spain, and Norway, among many others, are making sure that the two states to facilitate a two-state solution actually exist.
Today, Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing that we recognize the state of Palestine. Each of us will now undertake whatever national steps are necessary to give effect to that decision. We do so because we believe in freedom and justice as the fundamental principles of international law, and because we believe that permanent peace can only be secured upon the basis of the free will of a free people.
Because that's what you do when you are a descendant of a group of people who had to fight for their statehood and the right for self-determination all the way back in 1919. Palestine must be recognized as an independent state before we can even begin to discuss peace in the Middle East, because right now, Palestinian land is being illegally occupied by Israeli settlers and backed by the U.S. government. For example, the land formerly known as the Gaza Strip is being remodeled as a military base with a port being built right the fuck now. That land rightfully belongs to the Palestinians, but Israel thinks they've got jurisdiction since colonizing it for their very own 60 plus years ago. And who can forget the ride-or-die tool for Zionism and the shortest excuse for a House Speaker, Mike Johnson, inviting Adolf Yahu to propagandize to the American public from the comfort of the People's House? No wonder Israeli's government isn't stopping their final solution for Palestine, regardless of what the International Court of Justice just ruled.
The International Court of Justice in The Hague has ordered Israel to stop its military offensive in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. The United Nations top court described the humanitarian situation there as disastrous and ordered Israel to allow unhindered access of aid. Israel has repeatedly said it has the right to defend itself from Hamas militants and is unlikely to comply with the ruling. The court also ordered Israel to report its progress in applying the measures within a month.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath for that report. Israel is not going to stop genociding Palestinians into history, what with all of their plans for a new port of commerce and that 2035 plan coming up. You know, they got shit to do. And they have the full backing of the Biden administration, who's blowing any credibility America had after the former guy's four-year run, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. But who cares about all of that? that international clout. You know, when there is an election going on in the not so shining city on a hill, not Biden. He doesn't seem fazed, and certainly not the over-bronzed opponent he has, who is ready to get the Reich finally unified.
Former president is under fire for a video he posted on social media that used language from Nazi Germany.
Former President Donald Trump sparking backlash this morning after a video posted to his social media account seemingly suggests there will be a unified Reich if he wins the 2024 election.
The words unified Reich appear as part of this hypothetical news headline that announced Trump's hypothetical victory in 2024. The narrator in this video asking, what happens after Donald Trump's win?
Trump's campaign spokesperson responded to the backlash, saying that the language was not used intentionally, writing in part, this was not a campaign video. It was created by a random account online.
The Trump campaign tells us this morning that this was a video that was shared by a staffer while the former president was in court, and that staffer missed the reference, but it was still left up for several hours.
Because that was the point. And I would dare to say it would probably still be up today if it weren't for the meddling media asking questions after social media started to notice the not-so-subtle reference to Nazi Germany, which makes the gaslighting of Mein Incompetence campaign all the more harebrained when you realize getting caught actually produced the excuse. Oh, and speaking of getting caught, the maggots on Capitol Hill have their panties all in a bunch over references to Clown Ligula's alleged crimes made by their friends from across the aisle. So much so, they have changed congressional rules to punish any sitting member of Congress who even dares to mention the 91 criminal indictments Comrade Pumpkinfuhrer is currently facing. But yeah. Let's not discuss the many alleged crimes of the presumptive nominee for president for the Republican Party, because that's a personal attack, and we all know Republicans don't stoop that low, except for Man Bear Pig, who personally attacked Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett's eyelashes just last week, but never mind what happened all the way back then. That's the past. Today, we have to keep any member of Congress from rattling off the deets about the 91 criminal indictments Genghis Khan is accused of, because the shit show isn't over yet. And according to new filings from the special prosecutor Jack Smith, Eric's dad keeps more than Mein Kampf by his bedside.
This court filing described what happened after the FBI did that search of Mar-a-Lago and grabbed up all those classified documents, when prosecutors believed there were still some classified documents the FBI didn't find. So they instructed Donald Trump's lawyers to search for those documents, and they came up with two additional sets, four in an office and one in Donald Trump's bedroom.
These newly unsealed filings also contain the revelation that classified documents were found in Donald Trump's bedroom 4 months after the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago.
Four additional documents with classified markings were discovered in a closet in Trump's bedroom at Mar-a-Lago. 4 months after the FBI searched the resort.
Well, 4 months after the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago estate, Donald Trump's lawyers found four additional documents marked classified in the former president's bedroom.
So this is just additional information or evidence that the former president was involved in obstruction of justice after the FBI had searched his home.
Of course he was. Loose Lips Don has been stashing away classified documents all over his retirement home in Florida, because when you're planning on selling state secrets, you can't have them taken back during an FBI raid of your pathetic excuse for a golf club. So you have your pool boy move them all around on camera, of course, because you want to make sure that there is evidence of your crimes. Otherwise, did you even crime? Well, if you ask me, Man Boob Mussolini crimed every crime he's being accused of, and many more he probably will never be charged for, which is bad enough, because any attention on the evidence of Magalardo's crimes is more than enough attention. So the double-digit IQ members of Mayor McTreason's Forever Rule campaign came up with something much more exciting for everyone to focus their attention on. a horribly stupid lie repeated by the professional liars over at Fox Not a News Channel. Roll tape.
A shocking new revelation. Pay close attention to this.
It is quite shocking what we have been able to glean based on what Judge Cannon has released.
Newly released court documents revealing shocking details about the FBI's August 2022 raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Biden's politicized Attorney General Merrick Garland at Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ actually authorized, get this, the use of deadly force during that August 2022 raid at Mar-a-Lago.
This was an attempted assassination attempt on Donald John Trump.
Why was Merrick Garland prepping for a possible, what, shootout? Why did agents roll up, guns at the ready?
Maybe they wanted the engagement of physical force.
Deadly force. Does that mean that Joe Biden was authorizing the FBI to, if it came to that and he resisted arrest, it would be okay to kill Donald Trump?
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar said on social media Biden ordered a hit on Trump. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene posted the Biden DOJ and FBI were planning to assassinate President Trump.
Now I gotta say, this half-cocked fan fiction sounds a bit undercooked and definitely not thought all the way through because it relies on the stupidity of the Fox viewers. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Fox viewers are highly intelligent people, but I have to watch Fox for content for this show. And I can tell you, I feel a little dumber every time I do it. But not only that, but also this.
The language in the Mar-a-Lago search warrant was boilerplates, words used in every FBI search warrant. It wasn't slipped in by the Department of Justice for this one search. The FBI used kid gloves when they searched Mar-a-Lago. The agency informed the Secret Service in advance of its search. They used plainclothes officers to spare Trump as much embarrassment as possible. And crucially, they planned this search for when they knew Trump was in New York, more than 1,000 miles away.
What Donald Trump said, falsely suggesting his political opponents are out to kill him, is beyond the pale and is the stuff that leads to political violence. Everyone who was here on January 6th should immediately see what he's doing, what Donald Trump is doing, using conspiracy theories to spin the hard right into a frenzy. This is how people get killed, how the seeds of political violence are sowed, and how people lose faith in this democracy. Donald Trump has no regard for that.
Yeah, he does not. Which is why he's crying political assassination while being very much alive and his life not being threatened during the raid, which happened while he was over 1,100 miles away. I mean, who the fuck plans an assassination attempt when the target is at least two flights and dealing with TSA twice from where you happen to be? And I don't want to hear it. Not even the bullet that switched course mid-shot to kill JFK in Dallas could pull off that kind of physics-bending bullshit to reach the orange target. Which boils down to Sean Hannity and the Five Guys and the Girl show on Fox. They're all thinking that you, like they are, a D-average student. And you couldn't possibly understand that clauses in paperwork don't necessarily mean what's going to happen, but cover anything that could happen. And that you're so mentally exhausted from listening to box wine enthusiast Janine Pirro's two-carton-a-day way of yelling that you just buy into the bullshit that the FBI wasn't there to do what they had been threatening to do for over a year. You know, take back the classified documents von Schützenpanz stole when he begrudgingly left office. No, the FBI were in Florida to take out the orange turd before the porn star got a chance to flush him from the witness stand, which she did, by the way, and kudos to her. And in keeping with the I love the poorly educated theme, did you know the RNC has been suing swing states to make sure not all the votes will be counted this election season?
The Republican National Committee has filed 6 new lawsuits this year,
trying to make it so that ballots that are received after Election Day won't count?
Counting ballots past Election Day. What are you doing with regard to suing Nevada right now?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You cannot have ballots counted, Maria, after elections are over. And right now, that is one of the many lawsuits we have out across this country to ensure that just that happens, that we have a free, fair, and transparent election. So in Nevada, as you pointed out, we are saying we want on Election Day that to be the last day that mail-in ballots can be counted.
Oh, they're fucking God. You know, it used to be that all the ballots were counted to determine who won an election. But if the RNC had their way, that won't be happening anymore. Every ballot submitted but not received and counted by midnight on Election Day will be tossed aside to, I don't know, be made into paper towels that the Big Lebowski can throw at people, hurricane victims, after he's reinstated as the president's yet again. Not only is this scheme written by idiots and for idiots, it blatantly disenfranchises voters. Republican-controlled states are already disenfranchising. For example, we have states where mail-in ballots or ballots received before Election Day cannot be counted until Election Day votes are tallied. In other words, Republicans are trying to make it so votes don't count unless you wait in that big ass, taken forever fucking line on Election Day without water. Of course, for Georgia voters. If you know, you know. Because when people have the chance to mail in their vote early or from overseas where they're currently serving in the military, you know, protecting freedom and all that, they just can't stop a combat mission to board a 16-hour flight just to wait for 10 hours in a line at a local middle school to cast their vote on Election Day. But don't think for a second the RNC doesn't know this. That is why they're suing, hoping to get this all the way to the bogus SCOTUS for some changing of the rules when it comes to Americans' right to vote and if that vote is counted at all. Literally. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. And don't forget, Sundays at 6 p.m. Ohio time, you can re-listen to this show on Crowtown Radio. You can also follow This Week Again on social media, wherever you can find us. We are available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, or basically wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. And to Dirt for now.